Hello and welcome to Behind the Business Headlines podcast, brought to you by Nedbank Business Banking and News 24. I'm your host, broadcast journalist and news anchor Peter Ndoro. In this podcast, we chat to a range of business banking category experts as they speak through the trends, developments, and solutions that businesses face in today's market. Herman de Kock, Executive Head of Business Banking Sales and Services at Nedbank, is an expert in spotting the opportunities for generating alternative revenue streams. And today, we're tapping into his knowledge of trends both locally and globally. And in this podcast, we're talking about the need, especially given the last 18 months, to improve operational excellence whilst business has been disrupted, as well as a way to reduce costs as companies adjust to the new way of working. Herman, welcome to Behind the Business Headlines podcast.
Thank you, Peter, and greetings also to our listeners.
All right, let's begin by asking you, what changes in business or in consumer behavior have dictated a change on how companies improve their operations these past 18 months?
I mean, if we just reflect on the need for more remote engagement, which obviously speaks to the need for more digitization from the consumers, but then also not just in the business-to-consumer space, but in the business-to-business space and the business-to-administration space. There's been a significant increase in the demand for digital enablement through technology. And now that we actually learned within a very short space of time to digitize many of our operations, our customer base, whether you're in a business to consumer or business to business, will demand this going forward, especially where such digitization produces more convenient ways of doing business.
How have businesses tried to meet these changing consumer demands to improve operational efficiency?
I think one of the biggest trends is the adoption of digital means of engagement with your customer base and with the market. So on the one hand, there's the investment in technology that enables you to still be in touch with your customer base and facilitate trade. And on the other hand, there's technology that was invested in your business operations, in other words, to make it possible for your staff to still do their work now remotely in many cases, but also to be in touch with their customer base. We are seeing more and more technology of self-service being provided, which allows for straight-through processing of client requests. I think the other big trend, as I mentioned, is the take-up of e-commerce technology that's always been there. And I think more so now, a technology that will become a lot more relevant is contactless payment technology. And this opens up a new world of being able to, as a consumer, make payments, whether you sit in a restaurant or whether you are in a shop.
So have the past 18 months presented unique ways or even forced businesses to review ways to reduce costs whilst working during a pandemic?
I think it was more a process of certain costs reducing substantially as a result of the pandemic and the regulations that followed, such as travel and accommodation costs that just really reduced substantially. And the technology that provide opportunities to reduce costs will be there, but there will also be areas where more investment will be required, such as more investment in digitization, reflecting to the need for businesses to pivot their business models, link into value change, to make sure that they are still in touch with their customer base and they can still deliver their goods and services. Another area where there's also more investment is the upskilling of your staff to provide them with the enablement and the capability to still provide the relevant services, advice, and solutions to your customer base. And that's a very important aspect. So I My view is that the investment in technology, yes, definitely brings in certain areas more automation, more straight-through processing, which reduces cost. And I think to the upside of operational efficiency, and ultimately that leads to a better client experience. But it is not to say that there is then a net reduction in costs, but then rather a repurposing of investment in other areas. If I can speak as a staff member at Nedbank, what's really fantastic for me to experience is the investment that the bank is making in technology to stay in touch with my staff and with my colleagues and with my clients, and then also the investment the bank is making in my ability to study and increase my skill set.
You're listening to the Behind the Business Headlines podcast, brought to you by Nedbank Business Banking and News 24. The series asks the experts the questions your business needs to know. I'm Peter Ndoro, your host. Talking about technology, you know, when I think about some technologies that have come over time that have been game changing, for me, the mobile phone certainly was a massive game changer. I wonder how technology in recent times, and I think you've given us a clue already, has helped companies improve their operations. What are some of the biggest technologies being adopted today in this regard, do you think?
Yes, I think, Peter, if I can speak first in the context of the client or the consumer engaging with the shop or the supplier. You've touched on it now. There's been a number of technologies that's really enhancing our client experience, like the smartphone, the way through which I can shop on my phone, I can make payments. The way in which I can now walk in a shopping mall, go into a shop, don't necessarily have to take out my cards, but I can use contactless payment technologies, whether it is through Apple Pay or a different means of just having my phone on phone or tap ability. And that has been great technologies that's been out there. But I think more, if I can speak from a Nedbank perspective, in terms of internally, what technology have we been invested in is definitely the Nedbank Business Hub. And this platform allows staff to stay in touch with their clients on one easy-to-use platform. And the technology allows less paper, it allows self-service, it allows ease of doing business, and that actually allows our staff to have more capacity to bring the human touch to our clients. And this allows our decentralized sales teams to remain in touch and engaged with our clients, even in the new normal. And I think that's such an important point, that technology does bring automation, it does bring convenience, but it cannot and should not be done at the expense of the human touch.
Talking about human touch, how do staff and customers ultimately benefit from some of these improvements made by businesses?
Definitely makes it easier to do business, without a doubt. For the clients, a better client experience. For our staff, it's a much better experience to service our clients. So if I look at customers, it's easier to open new accounts, specifically in the banking context. Put new requests through, now seamless by, just the click of a mouse. You can get, for instance, an amortization schedule. If you're a big transport company and you've got a lot of trucks that are financed, it makes it very easy for you. But for the staff, it also allows more capacity to focus on the service requests from our customers where a more personal touch is required.
Are there any global trends or examples that South African and African companies should be looking to follow?
Peter, I actually want to highlight one which I think is really important to take note of. We've touched on trends from an e-commerce perspective, remote working, trends in terms of the demand for more data and digitization. But one trend that I think we definitely need to take note of is climate change and the increased awareness of climate change. And the reason I touch on that and why it's so important is that some of the technologies developed in this space, the space of clean energy, the space of clean water and sanitation, the space of waste and recycling, actually contribute to improved bottom lines, either through cost reductions, operational efficiencies, or increased production. And it's a very fascinating topic, and maybe, you know, something we can go into deeper in another podcast recording. But, you know, if there's one, thing I'd like to recommend to South African companies and African companies is to, you know, just take note of the developments in the climate resilience space and the technologies that it provides and how that actually ultimately can trickle through to better operational efficiencies.
Yeah, you're so right about the climate story. Of course, COP26, Glasgow happening, and who knows what will come out of that, but it's certainly a conversation that people are having more and more. Okay, perhaps finally, if you had to name one, what is the single biggest opportunity on offer to South African companies going forward who want to improve their operations and reduce costs?
I think two themes stand out for me, and it's important to understand that these themes feature interchangeably. The one is diversification, and I want to put that in the context of pivoting your business model. And the other one is digitization. And it's important not to confuse the two. Diversification implies exploring new markets, new technologies, new products, and new solutions within the context of how this can improve operational efficiencies and how it can improve client experience. That's really important. The other one, digitization, is a key enabler. Whether diversification is part of your plan or not, digitization should be seen as a key enabler of your strategy and the augmentations you want to bring into your strategy.
Herman, thank you so, so much indeed for talking to us. Your insights greatly appreciated. Thanks for joining us today.
Always a privilege. Thank you, Peter.
That was Herman de Kock, Executive Head of Business Banking Sales and Services at Nedbank. And thank you for tuning in to this episode of Behind the Business Headlines podcast. And we look forward to seeing you again. So please look out for other podcasts in this series.